Musical rehearsals are underway at the Longreach School of Distance Education, and you can feel the excitement in the air. Normally, this group of 130 students would be practicing their parts at home, by themselves, on their family property. But this week, they've travelled from all over Central West Queensland to rehearse together in Longreach for the first time. Hugh Spackman lives at Patricia Downs, about 100 kilometres from Longreach. He's playing the role of Bomba.
Bomba is a witch doctor. He's crazy, he's very immature, and he's energetic, so he's always bouncing around.
And how much have you been practicing? Because you've got, you know, the serious lead role, so I imagine you've been doing a bit of dancing and whatnot in front of the mirror?
Not quite in front of the mirror. In front of the TV, yes, I haven't really practice my lines a lot because we've been busy.
Hayley Bowden from Baratra Station south of Longreach is playing another one of the lead roles and says it's a little scary performing in front of her peers for the first time.
At first it was really hard because I sort of had an instant blank and I didn't know what to say, so I had to keep looking at my script even though I knew the lines really well.
It's also an exciting time for the parents who've driven their children into town. Angie Bettridge travelled 350 kilometres to be in Longreach with her two daughters while rehearsals are underway this week.
We've had a great day. We had a ladies' pamper day today that was organised by the school, so that was really wonderful and just a great get-together.
How much have your girls been practicing at home on their own? Has there been a bit of singing into the hairbrush and dancing in the mirror?
Yes, there is singing and dancing practice going on, and of course I've got Michaela, who is a major part, so she has lines to practice as well. So yes, there has been a lot of practice. We'll be sick of it probably by the end.
Deputy Principal Rochelle Moore had the difficult task of choreographing the whole performance and teaching it to the students from a distance.
We cover an area approximately twice the size of Victoria, so it's about 402,000 square kilometres. So we have students travelling from that distance into Longreach for these 3 days to the school musical workshop. But they learn the dances and the songs on air and via DVD. So I choreograph and dance the moves onto DVD. There's another dance teacher this year, Amanda Single, so she's been assisting me in doing that. And we send it out to the families and they learn at home with their home tutor every day. They practice and rehearse, and then they do a music lesson once a week with our music teacher, Narelle Shermer. And she sings with the students and teaches them the songs. And so the next time we come together will be the day before we perform, and we have one full dress rehearsal and then the production. So it's quite amazing, really, to think that distance education students that are so far away from each other can do such an amazing thing and come together on one day.
What has it been like watching them perform for the first time over the last couple of days as the choreographer and teacher?
It is very heartwarming because the distance ed students are just so grateful for everything that you can do and teach them. And they're just so happy, and their smiles and everything, when you see it, it does bring a tear to your eye.
The school has even managed to pull in some star power for the rehearsals. Former Home and Away star, now producer, Sean Dennehy is on hand this week to offer some acting tips. He also helped out on the school musical 2 years ago. And Sean says there might even be a star or two in the mix.
There's some of them who have got some amazing talent. You know, when you consider that all of them live on properties and they all live on their own or with their brothers and sisters, you know, the amount of interaction that they get is quite small, but there's some amazing talent here.